Support for KPLU comes from Metropolitan Market, where just-picked Washington Rainier cherries, Skagit Valley strawberries, and Puyallup raspberries are trucked in each morning. Metropolitan Market, celebrating local.
Stein, I think that our listeners would be surprised to learn that we correspond and we always sign off with an X and an O.
And while for most people that X and that O stand for hugs and kisses, with us, X and O means...
XO sauce.
Caviar of the Orient.
For years, I've wanted to make my own XO sauce. I remember the first time I tasted Tony Mann's XO sauce at TNT in Edmonds, one of my favorite Chinese restaurants. I just thought that stuff was the... What did you call it?
Caviar of the Orient. But it's not me. It was one of the sauce makers calls it that. But boy, that stuff is delicious. And it got its name from XO. I think it's a kind of a brandy, but there isn't any actual brandy in it. They just call it that because it's real fancy. I actually bought a bottle of the stuff once and just loved it, but it's very expensive for a little bottle. It's like $30. So not too long ago, I found a recipe and made my own. I gave you some finally, but it was like the dregs. And now you tell me that you have just made your own batch.
Well, ever since you gave that to me, I decided I need to make my own. And I found a recipe, or perhaps it was the one you shared with me, from Savour magazine.
Right, yeah, that's the one I used, although I fooled with it a little bit.
Yeah, you know, that's funny you should say that, because I fooled with it too. So first of all, it has dried scallops, dried octopus, dried shrimp, and it calls for dried mackerel. I couldn't find any, so I just got some dried anchovy instead.
Oh, good idea.
Yeah, it was a good idea, except for next time I'm going to cut the little heads off so that when I cook it, the eyeballs aren't staring back at me, which in fact they were.
Yeah, with that accusing look that they have.
Did you get little googly eyes.
Yeah. Did you get dried octopus, actually?
I did, in fact. You know where I got it? I got it at Pacific Urban Grocery, the place. Remember the place you and I went to not too long ago?
Yeah.
And there's one in South Weller Street in the International District, another one in Kent, not too far from you, and up in Edmonds, right next to 99 Ranch Market, and TNT for that matter. So what it calls for is taking this dried seafood and soaking it in water. It tells you to then spill the water out when you're done to drain it. But I saved that stuff. Called for a lemongrass, a shallot, some Chinese cooking wine, and I didn't have any of that. You know, usually it tastes lousy anyway. I use some sake. And a little sugar, some bean paste, soy sauce, sesame oil, and peanut oil. My house smells, I think, delicious. Of course, my husband was going, you know, he couldn't stand it. But
yeah, that, I got the same reaction when I made mine. It does get a little bit high when you start cooking all that dried seafood. But what a delicious sauce. And it's also got elements of hotness to it as well and huge umami, savory flavor to it. It's great to cook with. It's great as a condiment. You know, you can just make a bowl of plain noodles and throw a shot of XO sauce straight from the jar right onto it, mix it up, and you've got a delicious meal.
Which is exactly what I did. And also, as far as tweaking the recipe, as you said, I looked online and I found other recipes. Some called for Chinese ham, you know, the kind of Smithfield-style ham, yeah, the cured, yeah, very salty. And I happened to have a piece of prosciutto, so I cut that up and added it. It's like the Italian version. And a little bit of ginger.
We're going to put that recipe right on the KPLU Food for Thought website, along with your fabulously appetizing photographs. And eaters, you can see it and maybe give it a shot. Try making your own XO sauce.
Caviar of the Orient.
Right at kplu.org, click on Food for Thought, and with Seattle Times food writer Nancy Leeson.
Hugs and kisses.
I'm Dick Stein.